Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, and as such, he and his staff put together the top 10 talk topics of the week. Boy, do I love saying that. The top 10 in terms of stories, topics, if you will, the issues of the day, and then we have the top 10 people as they've been discussed. So, having said that, let's go through our list, Michael, as you usually do here.
All right. We have some very, very interesting things happening this week. So let's start with the number 10 topic, National Football League action and the Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. At number 9, the Syria policy tied with chemical weapons. At number 8, we have two topics tied, the IRS Dr. Ben Carson audit, and that's tied with a story that broke toward the end of the week and would have been even bigger had it broke early, the D.C. Capitol car chase. At number 7, we have the scrapped Hillary Clinton movies. At number 6, we have financial markets activity. At number 5, Obama cancer veto. At number 4, the IPCC climate change report. At number 3, U.S.-Iran relations. Number 2, Obamacare. And number 1, which really was the dominant topic on News Talk Radio by a mile, the government shutdown. The most talked about people this week, Dr. Ben Carson and Miriam Carey at number 10, Bashar al-Assad at 9, number 8, Hillary Clinton, number 7, Vladimir Putin, at number 6, Hassan Rouhani, at number 5, John Kerry, Ted Cruz at number 4, a tie between Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell at 3, a tie between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi at 2, and number 1, Barack Obama.
All right, so having gone through all of these, there are, as you mention often in some of the articles that you do at Talkers, some of the things that we talk about here in your weekly conversation with me about the issues of the day, there are always there are three or four things that trail that are just underneath the surface of the top ten. And I think one of those is the continuing, these oftentimes are gossipy things like the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial and the discussion about that. I'm here in Los Angeles this week, Michael. I was listening to a conversation on one of the talk radio programs here last night about that. It's just very interesting. Well, maybe that's because it's a Los Angeles story, and that brings me around to asking you to help people who are listening to this program understand if there is a local host who's very popular. Take, I'll use KFI here in Los Angeles as a good example. They carry some syndicated product, some national stuff, Rush Limbaugh, George Norrie, that sort of thing, and they have three or four locally produced programs, which often take on the character of a national show because they talk about the national issue, for example, the government shutdown, or the health care thing, or, I mean, I haven't heard a lot of conversation about Iran on that station, but you know what I'm saying. Hillary Clinton, those movies, that certainly was on their minds. So how does a good programmer, a good host decide, especially if he or she is local, how to mix the national things? How do the good hosts tell the audience what the local ramifications are of national stories? Isn't that what they have to do if they're going to be relevant and local? Not just talk about the national thing, but what it means to the area. For example, in Washington, D.C., obviously, is going to have tremendous impact. Shutdown is going to have tremendous impact on the local economy.
No question about it. I mean, Washington, D.C. is a factory town, the factory being the government. It's a shop town. In Hollywood or in Los Angeles, show business and entertainment is a predominant industry. So obviously national economics will always relate to whatever the local economy is. There are some cities that have a military base, and that becomes its major industry. Some areas are known for their universities and their academia. Some places have all of that if they're a very large city. Quite simply, the host, if the host is local and heard, you know, exclusively on a local station, they have to be preoccupied with local stories, localness. And if the national stories have a local impact, usually through economics, they're going to talk about it. It's just self-evident.
All right, let me put it to you a different way. Would you consider the good or bad hosts, maybe from the perspective of those local listeners, if a guy just takes on, or a woman who's doing issues, just takes on a national issue and doesn't relate it to the local situation, does that mean he or she is not as good a host who goes to the trouble of connecting that story to the local community?
Well, I mean, they may not be taking advantage of the opportunity. It really isn't how good a host they are. It's basically how smart they are in strategizing their material per that story. Mm-hmm. They may be a wonderful host, and they may be wanting to be discovered for national syndication, so they'll talk like they're on national radio because they're not talking to their listeners. They're talking to some executive at a major company who might be looking for a new national host.
Yeah.
In other words, they may be auditioning.
Yeah.
So that's not a sign of how good they are, just a sign of maybe how well they're serving their listeners. Mm-hmm. The answer to your question is that if you are a local host, you are better off serving the local community. And if you happen to talk about a national subject related to the community, it doesn't mean you can't talk about a national subject, because sometimes things are so big that everybody wants to weigh in on them. How could you possibly not talk about 9/11 on 9/11 if you're in California or anywhere else?
Right.
The whole country was gripped by it. But for the most part, somebody beating up on Obama or talking about how bad the Republicans are in Washington on a local show is wasting the opportunity to be more connected to the community by talking local.
You can find examples of local politicians who are pulling the same kind of stunts locally.
Right.
We can always find those, the city council, state reps, people that are trying to feather their own nest. Those are not national stories. They're not exclusive to those on the national scene.
No, they're not. And they're very important to the people who live in these areas. And one of the things that has been lost by the consolidation and the nationalization of talk radio, specifically in the last 10 years, has been all of this juicy, rich, important, potent material that exists to talk about on local levels. You take a city like New York or Boston or Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami. These places are just chock full of characters and issues and debates and controversies and corruption, crime, so much stuff to talk about. And the people live there. They care about it. It's not like they don't care about it. So when you have national show after national show after national show on some of these signals, it's as if these local issues don't exist. And that's a loss, not only for the communities in terms of having watchdogs, in terms of having a forum for these discussions, but it's also a loss for the radio stations not being able to capitalize on material that will increase their audience's attention and dedication to the station.
Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, continues with us on The Countdown.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, responsible for the Talkers charts with his staff. We're going through some of the items that are implicated in the week ending October 4th, but not limiting it. This oftentimes, Michael and I get into theoretical conversations about what's going on in the news talk world, stations, hosts, programs, that sort of thing. You've been very visible this fall in lots of different ways. You've been on a lot of television programs and other radio shows, but in speeches that you've given at various conventions as well. What are most people, as a cheerleader, and I think that's really what comes across, as it ought to come across, as being your reason for being, the success stories that we have. There are a lot of the news media ginks who want to paint news talk radio as something that isn't that good or isn't that successful or it's not going here, it's not going there. So I'm wondering how many of these stories you have told as you've been speaking to these groups around the country.
Well, I speak around the country a lot. I've been invited to do a number of speeches, and I have a whole bunch of them scheduled for next year as well, as diverse a bunch of things as the National Religious Broadcasters are having me as the keynote speaker.
Really?
And the Canadian Music Weekly is having me as a keynote speaker at their function. So I'm doing keynote speeches across the spectrum of radio for the music world, the religious world, the political world. It's amazing. So I'm very grateful that my services as a speaker are in demand in the industry. But basically, people are talking about how can radio survive in this new digital age? How can it remain pop culturally pertinent to all of the topics that we deal with, including music? And radio is facing tremendous challenges today, and hopefully it will rise to the occasion to remain vital to the interests of the people of this country, entertaining, informative, and helpful. And if it can do that, there'll be a role for it. If not, it'll go the way of vaudeville.
Do you find that depending on the audience, whether it's people that are in the business or people who are interested in this format, when they ask you questions, is there a similarity to them? Like, I always know when we're together, we talk about it, people will ask you, do you know Rush Limbaugh? What's Rush Limbaugh really all about? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Which people ask me whether or not the talk show hosts mean what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they really mean what they say? People are fascinated by the credibility factor. Are they sincere? And, of course, my answer always is, well, I'm not their psychologist or their psychiatrist. I don't know for sure. And who really knows about anybody if they mean what they say? But that being said, yeah, for the most part, I think talk show hosts do mean what they say, or at least believe what they say to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're delusional, but that's another story. But I do think for the most part, what you hear is what they're about.
If you want to get the regular stories about the talk radio stations and the talk radio stations, the hosts that are really successful, check out Talkers.com, because there's lots of information about these great stations around the country. Some of them are AM, some of them are FM, but they're good stories at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, with his overview of what's happening on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Michael Levine is here, as usual, taking a strong, hard overview of some of the important stories and the entities that could use some of his PR expertise. If you're not used to listening to Michael on the Countdown, he started the Levine Communication Office, which is a PR firm in Los Angeles, had extensive work over the years with a lot of the big stars, people that are very important. He was actually very instrumental in helping some of these big stars become successful because he understood what it took to be successful because he figured it out for himself. And then you teach it to others. So, Michael, before we get into a couple of the stories this week that are on the Talkers charts, I wonder if you could explain to us in a minute what big stars have in common, successful people. What do all these people work on? What is it, an energy thing? Is it an attitude thing? What makes people like this successful?
There are three qualities that I have discerned over 30 years that all super successful people have in common in all areas: fashion, sports, politics, government, ballet, whatever the area they are. Number one, each of them, the super successful people, each possess a quality that I refer to as obsession, a burning maniacal rage, as if your life depended on it. The second is an optimism. It's an unusual kind of optimism because it is born after the militant need to face brutal facts. So it's an optimism born after the militant need to face brutal facts. And the brutal facts that most of our super successful people concluded was that life is neither easy or fair, but it is winnable with enough focus. And number three, obligation. All the super successful people had a hyper relationship with responsibility. Their word was their bond, and particularly to themselves, they would set goals that are discernible, measurable. So they would not say, next year I intend to lose some weight. They would say 8 pounds by March 1st.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of the letter that I read about that Jim Carrey wrote to himself when he first showed up.
That's right.
Remember that letter? I'm going to make $10 million by 1995, and he'd gone way beyond that. Great. I think that's, but that's part of a, sort of spiritual approach to things that I think highly successful people have. They write down what their intentions are. It's all about
almost
intentions.
All their goals are written and almost always shared, usually with a person who is stronger and willing to kick them in the butt.
Yep. All right, so that's an interesting sidelight to what you do. Let's talk specifically about how that might be applied in the current government shutdown, because the PR that's coming out of Congress, the American public, at least in my lifetime, has had a really horrible, it keeps going down, opinion of Congress has gone down even worse than it was during the Clinton era when there was a government shutdown. And these people don't seem to care. They don't give a damn.
Well, I don't give a damn because historical data shows that neither do the public. In other words, if they felt that there was a political price to pay for their actions or inactions, they would care more. But history shows us that in about 2 weeks after the debate or the debacle is all settled, that Americans will go about their business rather quickly and rather with amnesia, and so won't really care very much, won't really hold one political party or another political philosophy responsible.
You know, that's really interesting how we easily forget, more so in our country than maybe anyplace else. Maybe that's part of the American human condition. Michael Levine, who's the editor of the Levine Breaking News website, which is news, lbnealert.com. Certainly check that out. Before the end of the day today, sign yourself up for the LBN Elert at lbnealert.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-888-888. 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're working on items for the week ending Friday, October the 4th on the countdown. This week, nearly all the conversation on News Talk Radio centered around the government shutdown. Here's host Ray Dunaway with Congressman John Larson of Connecticut. They talk about how the shutdown is different than some of the other previous government shutdowns.
There have been shutdowns before. How is this one different, John?
Well, it's extraordinarily different because it also comes up against the debt ceiling. And the most frustrating thing, Ray, and I'm sure you saw the Current this morning, where the potential for 5,000 layoffs in our leading manufacturer in the state of Connecticut for furloughs. Over something that doesn't need to happen, that's something that is ideologically driven, that has nothing to do with the budget, which is what this discussion for a continuing resolution, which you hear everybody saying CR, that means continuing resolution to keep the government opening. We're talking about keeping the government open for the next 6 weeks and have already compromised at the level that the Republicans want. Listen, I say Republicans, but let me assure people in the Northeast, the Republicans I'm talking about are nothing like the Republicans in the Northeast. There is a virulent brand of Tea Party-esque people that unfortunately are the tail wagon of the dog here. And, you know, to say that, if you'll defund 20 million Americans from getting health care, then we'll go along with what you've compromised on already.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question here just very quickly? Part of it was about that, and that was the objection that I think Mr. Reid had and the president would have had. And that was, you know, we're going to cut away the money that was used to fund the implementation of health care reform. All right. But I understand it would be going on anyway without the funding.
But what will be going on?
Basically, this train's already going down the tracks. I mean, it's going now.
This is already the law of the land. You're right, Ray. This is already the law of the land that's been upheld by the Supreme Court, that's gone through a presidential election, So, and it was not impacted by this at all. But, you know, so this notion was purely ideological.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating, because here's what's the most frustrating to me, right? We can't get a vote on it. We cannot, in the House of Representatives, they put this vote on, the Northeastern Republicans will join with everybody else across every Democrat,
yeah.
And I think far more Republicans, and vote for a clean CR and keep the government going for the next 6.5 weeks, and then take your political issues and your ideological issues to the conference where they belong. It's about time, and this is what the people are frustrated. Congress has got to stop behaving like babies and act like adults and get in the room and do what's expected of you,
yeah.
And what's expected of you to do your job.
Here's talk host Bob Montgomery with Senator Dan Coats of Indiana. They discuss the shutdown and whether it ends soon or not.
Is there any chance that sometime today or within the next day or so, there will be enough movement that we can actually end this shutdown?
Bob, I wish I could say yes to that question, but the answer is no. There is not going to be a resolution to this, I think, anytime soon. It is clear to me that the president at this particular point in time is not willing to signal Harry Reid to accept any proposal that the House of Representatives sends over. There have been 4 days' worth of proposals saying, how about this, how about that? Mr. President, can't we negotiate? You can't negotiate if one of the parties says, I won't negotiate. And therefore, we are in stalemate. Despite whatever the House of Representatives does, it is dead on arrival, and Harry Reid simply tables it, which means we don't have a chance to debate it, nor do we have a chance to vote it, and then send it to the support and send it to the president. Interestingly enough, ironically enough, several of these measures have bipartisan support, one of which is a delay for a year. Another is things that Joe Donnelly and I both support. But the president has sent a signal that no go, and even neither Joe nor I have the chance to even vote on that.
The president put the blame, as this blame game continues, squarely on the shoulders of a faction of the Republican Party, in essence the Tea Party-backed faction of the Republican Party, saying it's just that small membership within the GOP that is blocking up the entire works. Is there any truth in that?
Bob, there was a difference of opinion in terms of the tactics that we should take. Our goal was the same, that is, this Obamacare is failing and ought to be repealed and replaced with more sensible legislation. But we're past that point now. No longer are we debating that issue. We're debating how do we bring a resolution to this government shutdown, and what kind of negotiation and proposals can we enact. And as I said, many of these that we're sending, that the House is sending over, have bipartisan support. The repeal of the medical device tax is one that, we have 79 votes for in the Senate. That's 24 Republicans, 25 Democrats supported all the Republicans in repeal of medical device tax, which is very important for Indiana and our economy, and yet even that has been rejected by the president.
Coming up next on the Talk Radio Review, more on the government shutdown. If you haven't had enough, we'll make sure you have by the time this hour is over. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I have pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
Hot Hits and Talk Radio, the review every week, 52 weeks a year of what goes on. We put the thing together with the producers of Talkers at Talkers.com. Government shutdown number one this week on the issue list from CNN. Piers Morgan's here talking to Senator McCain about the infighting among Republicans over the shutdown.
Senator McCain, what is your reaction to this shutdown?
Well, my reaction is that it's unnecessary, and I am afraid that the American people, as they have in the past, will blame Congress, i.e. Republicans. And what's particularly disappointing is that Obamacare is going to have a lot of problems in its rollout. The president's polling numbers are falling in every category, and yet the story is to the American people that Republicans are fighting Republicans. That's not helpful.
I mean, it's not helpful, but it happens to have the benefit of being true, doesn't it? What is going on with the heart of the GOP here? Because it seems to me that large numbers of your party don't realize what a potential laughingstock they are making of the entire party.
Well, first of all, in their defense, these individuals, particularly House members, campaigned, saying that they would go to Washington and they would do anything in order to repeal and replace Obamacare. And by the way, one of the ironies is that this does not stop Obamacare. It stops government, but it doesn't stop the funding of Obamacare. But I respect them, and I respect the position they held when they ran for election and achieved that election. But I also think that it's very important that we understand that Americans don't like government. They don't like Congress. They don't like government, but they don't want it shut down. And when in 95, when we shut down the government last time, we had already passed a number of appropriations bills. So the impact of a shutdown of a government, since we haven't passed a single appropriations bill, will be a more immediate and more impactful. And that, there's one other thing I want to mention. In 2009, I was on the floor of the Senate every single day fighting Obamacare, amendment after amendment. We didn't vote on it finally until Christmas Eve morning. I campaigned in 2012 as hard as I could to repeal and replace Obamacare. So we didn't win. And the other aspect of this is that if you really thought you could, on a path to repeal Obamacare, it would require 67 votes in the United States Senate. we now have 46 votes. And that because 67, because that's the number of votes in the Senate that would be required to override a presidential veto. So my proposal is, why don't we go at it in the most popular, unpopular provisions, such as the tax on medical devices, and let's rifle shot amendments so that we force people to vote on those and through the regular legislative process.
Taco's Dory Monson now on the countdown. He's just fine with the government shutdown. Listen to how he goes through this. What he says here actually does make a whole lot of sense. Check it out.
Am I the only person who doesn't mind the concept of a government shutdown? I mean, the essential stuff is still going to happen. We're still going to have the military, our border control agents, our air traffic controllers, the FBI, TSA. Those are all essential jobs. They're just going to stop the non-essential jobs. And you know what? In my mind, if the job isn't essential, it shouldn't exist. I don't care about a government shutdown of non-essential jobs. Does that mean, I've got a list of some of the things the federal government has spent money on in the last year. Does that mean they're not going to be able to spend $27 million on Moroccan pottery classes now? That was a grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development. Does that mean that they're not going to be able to spend $300,000 on efforts to promote caviar consumption and production? Does that mean the National Science Foundation will not be able to spend $325,000 to build a robotic squirrel, cleverly named Robo Squirrel, so they could study how snakes attack squirrels? And does it mean that our federal government will not be able to spend $505,000 promoting specialty shampoo and other beauty products for cats and dogs? Because those are a few of the things that we've been spending money on in the last year. So when they say they're going to shut down everything except the essential part of government, I say let's shut down everything except the essential part of government permanently.
Now, your turn, sort of in a montage. We took a group of callers that had called into this program and others this week, what they had to say about Congress's inability to avert the shutdown of the government.
It's a terrible day, I'd say. The fact that the health care law, which is a law, is being used to shut down the government, putting hundreds of thousands of workers out of a job, basically, who all have bills to pay. And it seems as if people don't realize that we're the people. Some of us are those that are out there saving their lives and making sure they're safe. The fact that the Republicans want to piecemeal things, giving them the opportunity to pick and choose what's important and what's not, is absolutely ridiculous. And the argument that the Democrats aren't willing to negotiate, keep in mind there were other parts of this law or other parts of the budget as well, which included a lesser amount of money that the Democrats did agree to. So the Republicans need to take a look at themselves.
The second commandment of progressivism is that government can be one's benevolent benefactor for a prolonged period without coming a burdensome, brutish, brainless, blackmailing, bribing, boondogging, bamboozling bureaucracy. And this Obamacare is already on that road and hasn't even been that long. I mean, the president is now bribing people with smartphones to sign up. He has closed down a national park that's open for veterans. I mean, that shows you. I mean, and let's see. And the IRS was allocated hundreds of millions of dollars and hadn't even started, and they lost $67 million relating to Obamacare. I mean, if you get the facts out and people just pay attention to them, this president wants chaos. One of the seeds of tyranny is chaos. And he sits there and not going to negotiate on anything.
Federal workers are people with families, people who are veterans, and people who have families who are suffering and because of the shutdown. And what I want to talk about this morning is the jeopardy that this shutdown is putting families in. First of all, my husband's a commercial fisherman, and he's out fishing this morning, and he can't get access to the marine weather. That puts his life in an unsafe situation. So not only am I worried about what's going on at work, I'm worried about my family because of the shutdown. So when the piecemealing on the other side of the carpet, as they say, comes in and they say, well, we're putting the veterans at jeopardy, or the people on Social Security at jeopardy, or our government employees special. It's really not about any of that. It's about all of that. And we need to be aware of how we are putting families' lives in jeopardy.
I believe they're using a strong arm scare tactics against the American people to try to make a point instead of going back and trying to look at reforms or modifications that should be made in the Affordable Care Act. I don't believe they're doing their job. I think I'm very disappointed in Congress.
Up next on the Countdown, we find out about the legalities of the shutdown, who's affected and how they're going to be affected legally. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Countdown, up next here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Back now with our legal analyst, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Countdown. Every week we take apart two or three of these stories that are on the talkers' charts for the week. Number one item this week, Steve, the government shutdown. So what I think people want to know is the legalities of either getting paid for not working, which is what happened the last time there was a shutdown, and or getting collecting unemployment and then getting paid retroactively. There's got to be some nuance in here, but I know taxpayers are not happy about, even as a taxpayer, I'm not, and I wouldn't think you would be, happy about people getting paid who don't do any work. If they're going to pay them, then send them back to work. And that's
exactly
the plan all along. Is that legal, though? How is that legal to pay people for not doing any work, which is what this amounts to? If they pay people for having been furloughed or pay them the same as if they were working, how's that right?
Well, it isn't right, but it is legal, and that's part of the problem. Is the whole thing with the shutdown? It becomes very, very selective as to what kinds of things you want and what kinds of things you don't want. And then you have out in Arizona, where the Grand Canyon is such an important part of their economy, the state is willing to pay the money to keep it open, but the federal government won't even accept that. As far as, you know, workers being paid, even though they're in they're not working. Technically, they have contracts, and there could even be breaches of contract for the government not to pay them. The whole thing is a legal mess, and it's one that just is a just another indictment of a political system that can be held hostage by really just a few people.
All right, so let's say there's a class action lawsuit that a bunch of lawyers get together, and people like me, somebody's got a radio program, they say, okay, how many million people want to get a rebate on their taxes for what hasn't taken place over the course of whenever the shutdown started to whenever it's finished? We want that in a rebate. We want a tax credit. We want something. What's the legal stance there?
Not much. I mean, no. The theory, I can understand the basis of the theory, which would be, you know, our taxes go toward the budget. These amounts are not being paid. Therefore, it is like a contract, that the government, federal government has with us, and they should be returning that money. It's a theory, but I don't think it would float. And, the reason for that is, technically they are not connected. The tax law is not connected to what the uses are for it. So as long our obligation is entirely separate. So we'd be kind of blowing smoke, unfortunately.
All right. Speaking of blowing smoke, the Internal Revenue Service conducting an audit of a prominent Republican, I guess this guy would be a displaced, he feels he's displaced anyway, American citizen, Dr. Ben Carson, who's become very well known. I think he's a black guy that is turned up a lot in the last year or so on Fox, places like that, because he's become very outspoken. So the IRS, is this just a coincidence? Does he have legal standing? I mean, what are they? Can the IRS be sued for harassment, and has it been?
Yeah, they can be. And this is something that is really the kind of thing that is so dangerous. And we've had that before. We've had, you know, President Nixon's enemy list and using the IRS to harass people. It absolutely is illegal. And if it can be shown that there is the use of the IRS to harass individual peoples, and even if there is a basis for an audit, if the IRS is being used in that sort of a fashion, a political fashion, that is just downright illegal. That is criminal. And that's the kind of thing that the public really should not stand for. And there should be independent investigations of that. I can't emphasize how serious that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing about that that works or is legal. All right, so the other thing, the implementation of the Health Care Act and the slowness of response, is that something that, again, people who are, we've been told, okay, call this number or go to this website. Both of them dysfunctional to the point of not functioning. What action is this? People say, oh, well, that's the government. But isn't there something about this that should be, shouldn't these people take their job responsibly so that things work? And is there legal recourse if they don't?
You know, it's the kind of thing where, again, we've talked before about something called the writ of mandamus to require the government to do certain actions which they are required to do, and this is a legal cause of action. I don't think it would apply here. One could say they were negligent in not having a website that wouldn't crash because of overuse. They had to expect this kind of use. That would be what you would be looking for.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has the legal stories of the week on The Countdown, check out his website, scamaside.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.